We hear the phrase, whiskey is for drinking, water is for fighting. Are we getting to a point where water rights are becoming more a bigger issue in terms of conservation and in terms of drought type things when it comes to agriculture?
I've actually been involved with the water rights law since it was implemented, and it was put in place because of the Jasper Newton situation back in the early 80s up in northern Indiana, and where there were, you know, hundreds of well failures, and it's why we have a water rights law today. The you know, certainly with the additional irrigation that is being installed in the area, you know, we're seeing well failures, you know, domestic well failures, and certainly, you know, that obviously will catch the ear of, you know, local legislators, and certainly, you know, Indiana is looking at trying to do more of an assessment of its water resource. I think the state chamber is, you know, promoting that, and there's a study being done now, and there's, you know, a lot of work that's being done and has been done over the past several years in Indiana to try to get a handle on how much water is actually there, how much is withdrawn, and again, to get some feel for just the water resource in general and how it is keeping up, I guess, with the withdrawals that are occurring throughout the state. You know, whether or not this will result in new legislation, I'd be very surprised if we don't see something come into play here. I mean, I don't know. Nobody checks with me, but you know, to see potentially something looking not just at agricultural irrigation, but any kind of significant water withdrawals, you know, other categories of water usage in addition to ag irrigation. Ag irrigation really is only, in terms of the registered facilities that we have throughout the state, even though they represent about two-thirds of the registered facilities that we have in Indiana, of the 3,800 or so facilities that are registered, you know, about 2,500 of them are then in the agricultural category, but they only represent about 3 to 4% of the actual water use in the state. So, you know, certainly there is a lot of irrigation out there, but the actual amount of water withdrawals relatively to the total usage in the state is pretty minimal. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, here recently we've seen a lot of new facilities coming in areas that we've had no irrigation before. And this particularly occurred like in Benton County and Warren County, where new facilities were put in, and because of that first year of pumping, you know, adjacent wells were affected by that. But again, the way the water rights law looks at that is you correct those problems, upgrade those wells, and then the next year that you're using those facilities, you wouldn't expect those problems to occur. And we see that in Jasper Newton County, where we have huge amount of irrigation, tremendous declines in water levels year after year after year, but we don't generally have a lot of well failures because all the wells have been upgraded. And then it becomes more just a management of the resource to make sure that water levels aren't being affected year after year after year to a point of where, you know, we're seeing this discharge exceeding the recharge.